Are you ready to talk Maple Leafs Zoom locker cleanout day?
Thrilling. Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. Okay, here we go. I thought out of everything that got said yesterday, what Frederik Andersen brought up was probably the most to-the-point comment of anything.
With tighter games, closer games, being comfortable with that, I think it's going to have a great benefit, especially in the playoffs. And I think if we can get used to doing that in the season and not expecting to blow teams out or only really like show up when it's like a really big game in the regular season, I think if we can have it more become an everyday thing and really get used to playing like that, I think that's going to benefit us in the long run.
You remember, guys, after that game in Philly where it was close until about 2 or 3 minutes left in the third period, and then the Leafs just coughed up a handful of goals and it ended up on the scoreboard being a blowout. Freddie called his team out. It was back in November. This has happened 2 or 3 times. It happened again yesterday. You can hear the frustration in Freddie's voice. He clearly doesn't think this team buys in consistently enough. That's my interpretation. Where do you come down on what Freddie had to say, Stewie, and then Justin, pick it up?
Well, he's 100% correct, and that's the one player that told us exactly how it is after a bad season, and they did not play good defensively at all. And people tend to forget how many games this season the count was at 10 or 12 where they let in a goal in the first minute of the game or the last minute of the period or shorthanded. So in the National Hockey League, you have to be able to play defense. You could be the Russian Rocket. You could be Ovi and score 97 goals a year. But when it comes down to clamp down and play team defense, you have to do that. You have to do that any way you put it. And people are trying to run Freddie out of town. You run Freddie out of town, you're going to spend time years and years and years saying, oh, man, we wish we had Freddie Andersen back. This was not on him. This was not on him. This is on the team as a whole not playing proper team defense, not really stepping up when key moments on the key power play. So that's on a lot of different guys. That's not on Freddie Andersen.
No, that's true. The one theme I picked up throughout the interviews, and not just with Freddie, was just that this is more than a playoff failure. This is a failure during the regular season to consistently be a good team that puts forth the type of effort you know they can put forth. Because if they do that consistently, they're not going to finish with 95 points and draw the Bruins in the first round. You know, it's been Washington who was very good. I think the President's Trophy winner 4 years ago, two very good Bruins teams, and now Columbus, who had the same amount of points as them. Like, if you actually do good in the regular season, you don't have to play a tough team in the first round. And not that this is about Columbus being good. But the point is, if they can have that consistent effort, they can have draw an easier first-round opponent, then all of a sudden everyone goes, boy, that team has sure learned from experience, and they're, you know, much better team now in the playoffs. They've learned how to win. And that won't be the case. The case will just be, if this team does it consistently in the regular season, they'll draw easier opponents, and all of a sudden it'll look like they're able to buckle down in the playoffs.
Once the season is over, though, you're going to evaluate the team as a whole, right? Do we have the Shanahan comments? We took a step back, Scotty, or
because yeah, that's kind of one. I'll cue
if we have it, but I have one thing to say about it. That for me is the big thing: is are we getting better? Because only one team can win. We all forget that. There's one winner. That's it.
Okay, but the metric isn't necessarily the Stanley Cup, right?
I understand that, but everybody wants. So that's what I'm trying to say: is everybody wants some kind of improvement. For me, this is a little bit of a step back, where and it's not the loss to Columbus. That's what everyone's confusing the comments with, and when you're evaluating this, is, oh, well, we lost to the lowly Columbus Blue Jackets with no big stars and two goaltenders that aren't a number one. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the start, the middle of the season, the way it stopped before the pandemic, and the playoffs. And do we have the Shanahan comment?
We do. Here's Brendan Shanahan yesterday.
I think that we certainly in some ways have taken a step back, but you know, in spite of that, we think that there's an opportunity to take more steps forward. I have complete faith in Kyle as a general manager, in Sheldon as a coach, and complete confidence in what we're going to do here in Toronto.
Yeah, Justin, I'll start with you, but what do you think that there's something in Shanahan back of his mind where it's like, all right, he better change the way his thoughts on how to put a team together, because whatever's happened so far is not working, but obviously still early. It's only been a couple years.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is it has only been a couple of years, and the core has been young through those years. And I know no one likes that answer, but I think, and I said this yesterday on Hockey Central, that this is a management staff that believes that there is something here that is close. You know, they taking the Bruins to game seven twice and then Columbus to five, you know, with a young core. I think they believe that group has a step forward to take just in terms of age and maturity being a big word there. Off the ice and with effort and consistency. And then I think if you have a team that isn't as injured as they were this year, you're probably looking at a team that's well over 100 points in the regular season. What I'm getting at is I think that they are not that far off, and if they run it back with something pretty close to what they have, things will look a lot rosier next year. So I think as much as everyone right now is like, they got to get tougher and heavier and more physical, I think they see a team that's really close, and I think that they can just have some better luck. They'll get better results.
Well, I think that the goalposts have been moved, especially by you, Ziggy, because we were talking about Stanley Cup or bust at the beginning of the season. So I remember when we were talking about that. So now I think everyone's sort of letting them off the hook. But with me, I'm a solutions guy, and I focus on the solution. But I think with the Toronto Maple Leafs, the solution is the problem. Their solution is, well, you know what? We're going to go to the Russian well now. We're going to go bring in the KHL guy, the top KHL defenseman. I play in the KHL. Guys can run numbers 1 year and then be crap the other. They're coming in. They're bringing in a forward from Russia, and they have Nick Robertson coming up. So this team needs to get bigger. They need to get tougher. They need to get more truculent, as Berkey says. And it's going to be more of the same next year. And I'll tell you, the success rate for Canadians going over to the KHL is about 50%. And I think it's the same way coming back. And that's true with the Toronto Maple Leafs, because 2 years ago, we were running Ozganov and Zaitsev out of town. So for them to say, well, you know, the solution is we got some KHL All-Stars coming in. Unless it's Danny Heatley All-Star, I don't think it's going to be that much of a difference.
Stewie, how close is a team that, with one exception in the Babcock era, has consistently finished in the bottom 10 in goals against each regular season? I mean, I don't understand how you're a step away when you're giving up as many goals as this team does. I know they score a lot, but they also give up a ton, and that's a problem.
But that's the thing, and Ziggy knows, you know, you have to be able to play team defense. And the best analogy that I say is, you could be at the Olympics, right? And you could be your specialty, your offense, your specialty could be the pummel horse, it could be the uneven bars, it could be the floor routine. But everyone at the Olympic level knows how to do a backflip. So everybody on this Toronto Maple Leaf team, whether they're offensive stars or not, knows how to play good team defense. You know how to protect the lead. You know how to not get scored on off the puck drop. You know how to kill penalties. You know how to block shot. You know how to do every one of those details. But now it's that buy-in factor as a whole. Again, I don't need Austin Matthews to be winning a Selke trophy. He's a Rocket Richard every single year, but everybody else sort of has to step in, and you have to find a way to you know, harness your strengths and protect your weaknesses. That's what National Hockey League Stanley Cup contending teams do on a regular basis.
Yeah, for me, the defense... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Justin.
Go ahead, Ziggy, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to touch up the Stewie's comments there. Yeah, for me, defenses, I believe most guys can play defense, and the guys that don't can get taught, but everybody knows when you come back and become a better defensive player, it's more difficult to be offensive, right? I just, that's the problem at the end of the day.
Group, yeah. I just feel like with that core, what you hear about them right now, and I almost feel for these guys, because everyone's saying, you know, a team that's more competitive, harder, you know, more physical, whatever. It's like those guys are not... That's not how they play, the core of this Toronto Maple Leafs team. So to me, when you're talking like that, you should be talking about the roster construction and Kyle Dubas and not those individuals, because Mitch Marner's not going to become harder to play against. You know, Willie Nylander's not going to become some grinded out Patrice Bergeron 30-plus goal scorer type player. Those guys are what they are, and they're very good and very effective. If you have a problem with this team and not being physical and defensive enough, to me that comes with roster construction and not looking at the core guys and saying, well, Willie's got to play better D. You know what you've got in Willie. And that ain't changing. At this point, I think it's got to come from other places in the roster.
Born and Stewie with us. This is the High Energy Hockey Central at 8:30 on a Thursday on Leadoff. Okay, so second period, Charlie Coyle scores for Boston yesterday. There was a hand pass involved that was apparently negated by the fact that Peter Mrazek smothered the puck, except that the Bruins crashed the net, freed the puck. It got to Coyle, and he put it home, and Rod Brind'Amour is $25,000 poorer, although I have no doubt that Tom Dundon, his owner, was more than happy to pony up to cover that fine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. He's $25,000 poorer for essentially saying this is why the league is a joke. Here's the thing, guys. We can nitpick about what it was that Rod Brind'Amour challenged, and we can nitpick about what it is that you can and can't have reviewed. How about the National Hockey League just take stock of 10 to 15 seconds of footage and say, is this a goal or is this not a goal? We have a hand pass. We have a goalie who subsequently appears to smother the puck. This isn't a goal. This isn't a goal. How about they just review the entire play in general instead of getting pedantic, and the National Football League is just as guilty of this, getting pedantic, and it ends up in the back of Carolina's net, and they are the ones who pay the price. It was not a goal. Well, it should not have been a goal.
Well, Scotty Mac, right. I know you're a baseball guy, and I think I've heard you over the years or the over this year complain about the length of the baseball games. And if we're now stopping this game now, you know, 2-3 times a period to do video review, I know the technology's there where you can do it fairly quickly. We're going to be having, Tampa Bay, Columbus overtime games that length without the overtime. We can't nitpick every single little part of the game.
But that's and a big, but like Stewie, players, that's a
like
big
the players, play. The refs have been off. The refs have been off for 4.5 months as well. They're going to miss some things. And I guarantee you right now, as mad as Brind'Amour was, he's doing that for semantics. He's doing that for theatrics now, for have the refs to really zone in going into next game to get a call or two. That's what that was.
Okay, but that's not a nitpick.
Yeah, that's a big one. And to Brind'Amour's credit, his point was just tell me what the call is, right? Because he was saying that the ref came to him and said, either the goalie covered it up and it shouldn't have been a goal, or it was a hand pass. You pick one, is what the guy said to Brind'Amour. And Brind'Amour said, you tell me which one it is, because if you're saying that the goalie covered it up, then it's goalie interference and we should be on the power play. You know, that's a pretty big swing in the game. So I've got no problem with Brind'Amour being upset about that. And in fact, it's a little annoying hearing the league, ding him so hard for what I think is a pretty valid criticism. In general, though, I am a supporter of video review, but I think there needs to be a way that we can just speed this up. Like, if I can watch the replay at home on my television 7 seconds after it happened, can we not get these guys like an iPad, a screen in their pocket they can pull out and give a couple extra quick looks and go from there? Like, I don't need the 3-minute review, but let's give them a couple more glances before they have to make the call.
I don't know how that was called a goal, guys. If I was behind the bench, I probably would have broken a stick or two. He has every right. You have a hand pat, guy moves the puck with his hand towards the goaltender. Either it's covered and the play's dead, or he doesn't have control of it and the play has to be called because it's a hand pass. Like,
correct.
What is happening in the NHL? And when they go to the video replay, you should just, how hard is it to watch the last 15 seconds before the puck goes in? Was there any issue with this puck going in? Now that I've had a second look at it, done. And no more going to the penalty box and headsets on. Like, get over there, have everything set up with the video, your iPads, whatever, and make the decision on a couple looks. I don't think it's that difficult.